This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy today. 216-474-0092, number to join us here at the show. Dan Menigan flying the ship. Meredith taking care of the phones.
This just in from James Palmer. Subject to change, but Travis Hunter is not expected to work out today at the Colorado Pro Day, according to sources. That, again, from James Palmer.
Now, and this is, we're going to get into this here. Colorado's having its Pro Day today. Travis Hunter under consideration for who knows what pick, but certainly a top pick in the draft. We won't say. I'm sure the Browns are thinking about it, or other teams are thinking about it. Shedeur Sanders as well. He's expected to throw today, which he hasn't done, Daryl.
Right.
What in the world will the Browns see from Shedeur today that would possibly change their thinking? From whatever it is they're
right.
thinking. If they're thinking we don't want the guy, okay. Could they see something that makes them think
right.
today based on everything? I mean, it's less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Could you possibly see something today that sways your opinion one day or the other? I would think that if you're an NFL team, you've had this figured out for what, 2 months?
Yeah. And you make a great point, and it was actually the point I was going to make. If you're swayed by something that happens today in the pro day, I'm talking on the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're scouting wrong. You should probably fire your scouting department and your GM. You're doing it wrong. What is important today is that, yeah, it's absolutely important that he goes out and he throws the ball well at the pro day. Okay. So I don't want to be completely dismissive of it. My whole point that I was making earlier was that it doesn't move the needle. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to move the needle dramatically. Like, if he's just throwing it all over the yard today and he's just off, right, then you might – what that'll do is you might go back into the film room and take another look at what you've already scouted just to – double check it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did the kid just have a bad day or, you know, what? So from that standpoint, yeah. But pro day performance on the field should not sway a front office. What sways the front office at this point is the off-the-field background work, right?
Which again, should already be sitting there in the books.
Right, but no, what I mean is okay, you because you when you go on campus, right, to these pro days, you're trying to verify
visiting with Professor Smithers,
Professor Phelps. You're trying to verify all the work that you've already done. You're trying to verify all the information that you've already accumulated. Well, maybe also too trying to color in some of the lines. Okay.
Yeah.
So this stuff is important, but the on the field workout stuff, like I posted on X, you know, because I know people are going to automatically freak out because You know, if Travis Hunter doesn't work out today, does that drop his draft stock? 216-474-0092. Like, it does. It's not. Like, the on-the-field workouts today, I would say, might be, other than, like, a guy coming out of the workout healthy, might be the least important part of the pro day. It's all about touching the people around the player and the player and getting the FaceTime with that player and getting to know that player and, you know, figuring out what makes that guy tick and things like that.
Yeah.
I would argue for both Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, the most important part of this whole thing with the Browns brass being out there, the dinner. That is the most important part for them.
In other words, they're going to sit there and judge them as people and think, okay, is this a good guy? Do we want this guy in our program? Is this the type of guy we think we can build a franchise around?
Does he fit our culture that we're trying to build?
Yeah.
Or is he going to help us build the culture that we're trying to build, right? That becomes very, just like our business and any other business out there, the National Football League at its core, it is a people business. It really is. Your coaches, right, they have to figure out what makes each of their guys tick so they know what buttons to push to get the very best out of that player, okay? GMs and scouts, it's a people business, you know, gathering information from folks on prospects, right? Having those relationships, maybe being able to have those uncomfortable conversations, like if you've got a guy that's got some red flags, right? To get honest feedback about a guy that has red flags, okay? When it comes to like maybe explaining some of those red flags, because you certainly don't want people to be dishonest with you and just be like, oh yeah, no, there's no problem there. Don't sweat that. Not a big deal. Like, that's the worst thing you could have happen. So yeah, it is very much a people business. And, you know, the whining and dining, the dinner thing, you know, I make jokes about it, but in all honesty and sincerity, it's a very important part of this process.
You tell me, you and I haven't chatted about this. And to me, it's a perplexing situation because Sanders is all over the board. I mean, you've seen him as high. Some mock drafts have him going number one to Tennessee. Right. There have been folks who don't think he's even going in the first round.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a disparity that usually doesn't happen, Daryl. I mean, yeah. if a guy is considered a first-round quarterback, top 10 caliber.
He's not, by the way.
Well, but many folks seem to think he is. I just, for giggles, I looked at, and NFL.com does a bunch of different mock drafts. They have all their guys do them. There were three guys, Maurice Jones-Drew, Mike Brand, Daniel Jeremiah, had Sanders going third to the New York Giants.
Okay.
Charles Davis.
Which, by the way, can I pause you just for a moment?
Yeah.
Do you want to know my most, not intriguing, you want to know what makes me laugh hysterically when it comes to mock drafts? And I have respect for people that I don't
these
do
guys,
them.
These guys don't ever make picks themselves?
No. It's the fact that this year, Shedeur Sanders is good enough to go to the Giants at 3, but not good enough to go to the Browns at 2.
Although.
And the Browns are the team that, really, really super duper needs a quarterback. Yeah, I know the Giants do, but listen.
Well, the Giants have Russell Wilson and Jameis. They do have two guys they can put on the field.
The Giants have Vince Lombardi trophies already in the case. So if they don't get a franchise quarterback in the next couple of years, oh, boo-hoo, stare at your trophies, okay? The Browns haven't had a franchise quarterback since Bernie Kosar, Brian Sipe, and Otto Graham.
That's a fact. Charles Davis and Bucky Brooks have Sanders going to the Browns at 2.
Okay.
And then Eric Edholm, who we've had on the show numerous times, and Sanders he has him going 15 to the Browns and in a trade with the Falcons.
Ooh, do we get Kirk Cousins in the trade too?
And then Lance Zierlein has the Browns getting Sanders at 24 in a trade. So, in other words, the NFL guys have him going anywhere from 2 to 24.
Yeah. It's a wide
and
range.
And that's weird. What do you think of him as a pro prospect and a guy who could step in and be the franchise quarterback of a guy? And I say that with this, Daryl. I've left it up to the Browns on this one. If they feel that he's that guy and he can be, at the very least, their Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand them taking him at 2, but I could also understand kicking it down the road another year or two, trying to get Cousins or Wentz, put him with Pickett, draft the guy later. In fact, this is a scenario Dan and I talked about earlier this week that I kind of like a lot, and get competent quarterback play this year from somebody, and then look for that franchise, for lack of a better word to describe it, quarterback in the next draft or beyond.
I have two thoughts.
All right.
One, Cam Ward is thought to be the undisputed best quarterback in this class.
By almost everybody, okay. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Big gap between him and Shedeur Sanders,
yep.
Right? The Browns don't feel that it's worth going up to get Cam Ward. It's not worth the price. It's too expensive. Okay?
So why would you take Sanders one pick later?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay?
See, Darryl, that makes perfect sense.
Especially with the gap that is perceived to be there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a scout. I'm not a GM. Okay? My opinion, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really mean anything. But it's Andrew Berry's that matters in his evaluation. I am of the mind that if you feel like Cam Ward is a franchise changer, then you go get that guy. I don't care what it costs you. You go get him. If you feel Shedeur Sanders is that guy for you, then you go get him. Now, if they draft him at two, do I think that's the right move? No. I think Travis Hunter's a better player. I think Abdul Carter's a better player. But I understand it. I didn't agree with the Deshaun Watson trade. I hated it. But I understood it. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's a difference between me
and I agree with you on that. When they made the deal for Deshaun, I thought you gave up way too much. But, man, if he can play like he did in Houston, I understand why you did that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's two different lenses from which I look at the situation. I have my own opinion on it. But also at the same time, I've got the step back, the objective overview of it. I get it. For me, I think Shedeur Sanders is a mid-teens to early 20s pick. Okay?
Is my Geno Smith level of play?
Well,
is that
the thing is? Could this
so many people are saying this guy's a great passer out of the pocket,
and he's a great teammate. And he's got the intangibles
exactly.
Right. I mean, he had the pressure cooker. He's Deion Sanders' kid, right? They go to Jackson State. They flip that program on its head and bring it back. They go to Colorado. They get it going
in the right direction anyway. Yeah.
So and two, Shedeur's hard to evaluate for me as a non scout, as a non GM, because when I watched those games and I watched four Colorado games live. Okay. And I remember sitting in my recliner watching those games, and I feed up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
I'm guy.
Beverage.
I'm now guy in the recliner. Yeah.
Nice job.
I've become that guy.
Peanuts, chips, popcorn.
Chips, okay. A beverage or two or
nice.
Three.
I just want you to know, "Back in the High Life" by Steve Winwood's going through my head right now.
Okay.
As you're saying
All right.
That.
Well. We make the most of what we got.
With James Taylor singing background vocals.
But I wasn't blown away watching Shedeur live, okay? And that's not a dig. I didn't watch him and was like, oh my God, this guy is like off the charts amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a difficult evaluation because he didn't have a real good offensive line. He's a difficult evaluation because the only receiver he had worth anything is Travis Hunter, okay?
Yeah.
And he had to do a lot of improvising, a lot of off-schedule stuff. And I think the arm talent's there. But I do think that, like, Shedeur is a very complex evaluation.
That's part of the issue here. And other options to fill out the position group kind of going away. And it's making me think, Darryl, that they certainly know something one way or the other. We'll tell you what, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Darryl's in for Andy today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirectTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device. Separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Now that's the part that's getting cut for the website. A little bit of news courtesy of MaryKateCabot.com and the Plain Dealer as to whether or not wide receiver cornerback Travis Hunter will work out today at Colorado Showcase. I'm told nobody knows until he walks out there. The Browns are in Boulder for a private dinner with Hunter and Shedeur Sanders and to attend the showcase.
Wonder if you go to dinner with both of them.
Yeah, I think they're doing a double date.
I would
tonight.
Think so. Does that give each guy the opportunity to establish himself? You know what I mean? Do you get to see enough? It's the whole thing is just like a weird courtship.
Hey, you know, it'd be like you're going out there and you know, you're a rich guy hanging out at the bar and you got a bunch of girls trying to compete for your wallet. Right? It's the same thing.
Apparently something that none of us have ever experienced.
I've never experienced it, but boy, I've seen it. I've seen that move in action.
Wow. Okay. That said, the situation
Jeff
here.
Jeff just doesn't know how to get out from under that.
I've been married too long, D. I don't even need to get out from under it. That's the beauty. You put that on yourself. It's all yours. It's great. By the way, if you're interested in Daryl, 216-474-0092. Ladies.
No. We're not doing that.
I think I just heard Meredith laugh. That's my goal.
Yeah, she did.
Hear
she
Meredith laugh from behind the window at least once a show. I think I've done okay then.
You almost made her fall out of her chair.
That's beautiful. Here's the, and we mentioned this earlier in the week, Daryl. I want to get a little bit of reaction to you from this. I didn't mention Joe Milton in what we did earlier in the week, and I didn't mention Trey Lance. And the reason why is because I don't think that those two guys would fit in this situation because the Browns already went out and picked up Kenny Pickett as a young guy that they hope to develop and turn into something. And I thought, you probably don't want two of those guys in the same quarterback group right now.
Well, and Joe Milton's now a Cowboy. And,
right. So, but he got traded yesterday for next to nothing.
I know. And you know what? By the way, I just have to say congratulations to everyone getting the bit. That thought I was really that outraged that
nice
the
job.
Browns didn't get him.
I would have
liked him here.
Sure,
and,
me
and
too.
And I thought it'd be worth it, you know, considering the philosophy of just, you know, taking some swings at some young guys. I thought he was someone they could bring in here and see if you have a little something similar to Kenny Pickett. Like, I felt it was one of those. And,
yeah, but I wonder, do you need two of those guys?
You need as many of them as you can find.
Well, here's the deal with that. I didn't put him into our little scenarios. But I did put a guy in there who signed yesterday with the Chicago Bears to be part of their group and to be a mentor, obviously, for Caleb Williams, and that was Case Keenum. And here's what we threw out earlier in the week, Daryl. If you had Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders at two, and it didn't matter which one, if the Browns took one of those guys, it means that Cousins isn't coming here. And if you took... But it also meant that with Pickett, you would bring in a guy like Keenum or Flacco or even Teddy Bridgewater. So you'd have that third quarterback who's a veteran, and then they can fight it out. But you knew who your number one guy was going to be, and it was going to be Cam or Shedeur.
Right.
And then if they didn't draft a quarterback at two, I thought that could interest Cousins if it were to work out. If you'd brought in Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, even though – clearly, they would try to develop that guy to be the franchise quarterback. But Cousins might think he has a couple of years. But it also made more sense maybe to bring in Carson Wentz with Pickett and those two guys. And then the scenario that seemed to go over pretty well, Browns know they have Kenny or Kirk Cousins coming. They have Kenny Pickett. Don't ask me how they know they're going to have him. And then you draft a quarterback at 3 or later.
So Jackson Dart.
No, the third round or later.
Will Howard.
Yeah, it was Tyler Shuck, Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord.
I have no interest in Tyler Shuck. I just want to get that on the record. I watched that movie once. His name was Brandon Whedon. The guy couldn't even get out from underneath the American flag. He couldn't survive the national anthem. Okay, we called him Flipper. Remember the backhanded flip against the Detroit Lions, okay?
And he stiffed me for an interview in Oklahoma City.
And he stiffed, you know what? And that's the most important.
I wasn't happy.
He stiffed you for an interview. We don't need people like that here in Cleveland.
Thank you very much.
Interested in bringing guys that are closer to being senior citizens than they are high school.
This leaves us with this. And this is the way that these guys have been falling off the board. Like Case Keenum falling off the board, okay? No big deal. Except just add it to the list of quarterbacks who have been out there, who aren't out there anymore, now have teams, and the Browns have one quarterback. It makes me think, without question, they either know that they're getting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not getting Cam Ward, I don't think.
I don't think so either, but they know they're getting one of those two guys. Okay?
What? Can I throw a scenario
at
you?
Hold on. Or they somehow know that Kirk Cousins is coming here in some fashion. I don't know how you pull it off. But otherwise, Daryl, why haven't they brought in another quarterback yet? Because the guys who are still out there, it's getting real slim. Aaron Rodgers is still out there. Carson Wentz is still out there. Flacco, Bridgewater, and Teddy's great success last year was coaching high school football.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a veteran to come in, that's basically what you're looking at now, unless you want Drew Lock. Do you want Drew Lock? Or do you think Kenny Pickett's actually going to be your starting quarterback?
I'm on record. I don't want any of them guys.
Okay, well, then tell me what they need to do.
Well,
because that's the thing. Options have dwindled.
And
the two pick and you can go get a guy.
But the options were terrible to begin with. So I am not really concerned about options.
But you do need a starting quarterback next year.
You have one. Right now, right now it's Kenny Pickett.
And your thought about that is what?
Not great. But guess what? It's not all that much worse than what is available to you. Here's what I think they're going to do, Jeff.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett, there are two scenarios that are in my head right now playing out. Neither one involve Kirk Cousins, which I think that might shock you.
No, it doesn't, Daryl, because I know you had Orlando Ledbetter on the show yesterday.
Yep.
And
he basically told us it doesn't make sense from just, you know, like all around.
Well, and I agree with him on that, but maybe the Browns know something.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's some trade already worked out that if Cousins gives the okay at the end of the draft, in other words, if Ward or Sanders isn't here and Cousins is okay with that.
Yeah,
because he could come here and be the starting quarterback next year, even if they drafted Dart or Milroe,
right,
and know that he has at least 1 year to reestablish himself.
Well, the only way Cousins is here, well, there's a couple things that have to happen, right, obviously, to contract, cap, all that, make that work. But the only way Cousins come here is if they don't draft Shedeur Sanders, okay?
I would think so. If you draft Ward or Sanders, and I throw Ward in there, Daryl, only because you know the deal.
Yeah. But so here's the two.
If they draft one of those guys, he's not coming here.
Here's the two scenarios that I got playing out in my head. Okay? Right. Scenario one: Kenny Pickett's your week one starter. They trade back into the first round to get I'm just pulling this out of a hat here. Let's say they trade back in because they want Milroe or whatever to get the fifth year of control.
You're
right?
Developing that guy.
Yeah, you're still overdrafting, but you think there's potential there.
And you might
give Kevin Stefanski.
You might luck into it.
Right, you're going to give Kevin Stefanski an opportunity to develop the young players. You're also now probably going to then maybe draft another quarterback. And then sign an undrafted rookie free agent. So now you have four young quarterbacks. Three of those are rookies. And you give Kevin Stefanski.
You go with three rookies and Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. So, again, I'm just throwing scenarios out just like you threw 50 scenarios out. These are my two scenarios.
I had three.
Okay.
Dan, was three, wasn't it? Dan?
I lost count.
Dan, it was three?
I mean, there's a lot of bullets, arrows, and stars.
There were some multiple names that filled into a slot.
Yeah.
But there were three scenarios.
There was a lot to work with there.
But man, it was good stuff.
It was great stuff. My second scenario.
Thanks a lot.
Is they do draft Shedeur Sanders, and he's your week one starter.
Yeah, which is
Kenny Pickett is QB2.
It is possible, right?
And then they go with, we're drafting another young quarterback and an under, because they're going to have four quarterbacks this offseason.
This offseason,
typically have four quarterbacks, right?
And then usually get rid of one before the season starts.
I understand that. And that's where your undrafted rookie free agent is. And it sounds like a broken record, but
Drew Locke, who will need a job. Somebody.
We're in the middle of throw stuff against the wall and pray something sticks portion of the program when it comes to the Browns' never-ending odyssey to trying to find a franchise quarterback.
I see what you did there. You said odyssey.
So the Browns have an opportunity.
He didn't say odyssey. He said odyssey.
Yeah.
Nice. Company man, Daryl Ryder.
Yes, I am. Through and through.
Think about
you didn't hit the other sounder I was expecting you to hit.
You're now calling for drops too. Is it something with that chair?
I guess
like
it is.
Do you sit in that chair and then immediately start calling for your own drops?
Well, I wasn't calling for a drop. I was just saying I was not expecting applause. I was expecting to hear something else. That's all. We'll have to work on our mental telepathy.
Unbelievable. It's that chair. It's got to be that chair.
Well, Jeff, Jeff is sitting in his normal seat, so I am a guest here today, and so I'm just sitting in the chair that's available.
That's nice. That's nice.
I'm not taking your chair, and I'm not taking his chair.
You had another thought?
Oh, yeah. It was Shedeur.
Let me reel you back in. You're in that chair. It's Andy. I'm reeling you in.
What do you have to say about youth hockey?
Come on back. Come on back.
So those are my two scenarios, though. They go with Pickett and three young guys that you're experimenting, hoping to find something, or you do go all in with Shedeur and you bring in a couple more young guys as well in case, like, you know, Shedeur doesn't work out and you just...
Would you agree, though? Because so many of these guys who were available this offseason and aren't overly intriguing.
Yeah.
The ones that are the most intriguing are pretty much gone, except Aaron Rodgers. I don't see Aaron Rodgers coming here. Hang on.
Jeff, there's nobody that's intriguing to me this offseason. I think that's the thing I struggle with.
Because guys who might even be the least bit intriguing are with other teams already.
And I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Please go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Be the Trojan horse and burn that franchise down.
It makes me think they truly know exactly what's going to happen here.
I think Andrew Berry knows exactly what he's doing and why he's going to do it.
It's either Sanders or Ward. Or it's Cousins. I have a hard time with your scenario about Pickett right now being the opening day
guy. I didn't expect that you were going to have a good time with it.
I don't mind it.
But I don't think it's the craziest scenario.
I'm all for giving a young guy a chance to get better. If people forget, guys get better.
I mean, I realize sound bites aren't sworn testimony, but boy, Kevin Stefanski seemed to love him some Kenny Pickett at the owners' meetings.
Our color analyst on the Browns Radio Network was on the morning show this morning. That would be Nathan Zagura. And he would be with Ken and with Anthony. And he said something that I thought was really interesting about what the Browns might do in the draft and how that means they're building this team. We're going to hear what Zagura says. We'll tell you what we think about that coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.